between disposed and indisposed? Is she disposed or is she indisposed?
Indisposed.
She's indisposed.
Yes. Disposed is gotten rid of.
Oh, no, she's not gotten rid of. She's indisposed.
Indisposed is
unavailable.
Distracted, unavailable. Yes.
My first question is going to be about Denise, since she's not in here. I'm going to talk about her.
She not really magical after all.
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly what I'm going to ask. Because I'm Samari, and I like to stir the pot up.
And dump it out.
Okay. All right. Are we ready?
We're ready.
Okay. See you later. Bye.
See you in a bit. Bye.
Okay.
Oh, we have three Samaris right here. Denise is in trouble.
Good day.
Good day.
And what direction shall we engage this day?
Well, we want to talk about our magical pyramid that we're doing with all of us, plus the woman who is not in this room. So we're wondering, first of all, that probably means she's not very magical, right?
I said it first.
You said it first!
I understand the joke.
She probably couldn't understand. Oh, we talked about very important stuff before you got here.
You just started.
No. Well, we're going to... You want to start since you're the one that has questions?
Sure. Okay, one little question is the white dog, I don't know if it was an Akita that Sage saw in the middle of the road. Was that my energy saying hi to her?
Partial.
It was partially. Oh, okay. Nice feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it unicorn energy too?
No.
Okay. What's unicorn energy?
It reminded her of a unicorn.
It just seemed majestic to me. So oh, okay. I guess I was thinking, like, unicorns to me are majestic.
And she has many focuses in other dimensions, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And together, do me and Melissa have many?
Yes.
Okay. Other dimensional,
yeah. Okay, so I don't want to take over. I just have one more question. Does the author of the Witcher series objectively know about these powerful influencing people that you talked about yesterday in our world? Does he have an objective awareness of that in this world? Because he talks about such people in the stories he writes in the other dimension.
Yes.
He knows about them. Okay.
Doesn't know them, but it knows of them.
Knows of them. Okay. All right.
Okay. Can I ask you, does unicorn energy have something to do with creating physical dimensions? In any way? No?
No.
What is unicorn energy? Just magic? Not just magic.
I would say that it is simply the energy of that creature. That being.
But why do we seem to think of magic when we think of unicorns?
Because it is something that is fantasy in your reality.
Okay.
It isn't what you think of as real, very similar to dragons or fairies or elves in your reality. Those are magical because they aren't real in your reality.
Gotcha.
So, parlaying from yesterday, thinking about us like lucid daydreaming and magic. It's interesting. So, like, I asked you about the climate change, and it's like has to involve the whole world, but the things that, like, could we lucid daydream and actually create unicorns in our physical reality now? Like, if we, in our magical pyramid, could we do that? Could we bring unicorns into creation? Or no?
I would say that you could possibly create one with all of you, and in your presence, introducing them into your reality. They don't fit in your reality. They aren't a being that comes from your reality. They are indigenous to a different dimension, and therefore you could possibly configure one temporarily within your midst, but inserting them into your reality as a new species, it would be very unlikely. Their energy is very different. It doesn't fit in this reality.
I thought they were here and then became extinct.
Not in the form that you imagine them. In your reality, you have had a creature that literally was termed to be a unicorn, which was dubbed that because it incorporated one single horn, and in that it was actually more strongly associated with a goat than a horse. It was small and had very similar features to a goat, including the same type of hoofs as a goat, not a horse.
So would an entirely new creature, magical creature, be easier to bring into our reality than the unicorn?
No.
But that would be like, not would be like, but, so what's the difference between bringing a new creature into our reality and then, the like you were talking to me, the plastic eating animals?
I'm not saying that it is impossible.
Yeah.
That wasn't the question.
Would it be easier?
Oh.
Would it the question was, would it be easier to introduce an entirely new species,
right,
which it wouldn't. It would still be challenging. You can do it. And especially with the power of five, you definitely have much more power with five. And the power of those 5 points with a pyramid increases the power exponentially. Therefore, yes, you can do it if you are so choosing. Would it be an easy action to do? No, but it is possible.
So what would be, like, I guess pyramid actions probably have happened all the time and people aren't even aware of it. And now we're becoming aware of it. So obviously, being aware of it, can we use it differently than when we were not aware of it? And
yes.
How so?
Yes.
And how
because
can
you are being intentional.
Okay, so it's kind of like what we're doing, shifting and creating our daydream, our lucid daydreaming intentionally.
Yes.
And when we're together physically, you said that amplifies the energy if we're together physically?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Although it is and remains strong, even if you aren't in physical proximity with each other, but when you are in physical proximity with each other, it amplifies it even more.
I think something easy would be creating a portal. If the five of us pull our energy to create a portal, like you, I think you told someone by walking through, like walking from one point to another point and imagining yourself traveling to that place, that's a good way to create a portal.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I think we could do that easily.
Like a portal.
So we each pick a place at our home to walk through, like a doorway, and we can just like imagine ourselves going into a same location. We all like synchronize the location that we want to all end up in. Is that what we do?
It depends on
what you want to do,
what your intention is, and what you want to create. It is simply a matter of the five of you agreeing in relation to what you want to create. Or the five of you contributing individual energies to whatever one of you wants to create.
Yeah, like we could pull your intention.
You don't have to create everything together. You can create individually, and you can request the energy from the other point to add their influence to what you are creating, because each of you has a different energy. And therefore, each of you would generate a different strength. And in that, now that is the challenge also, for each of you to identify what your energy and your strength in that energy is.
I was just going to ask you to tell us.
Okay,
would mine be some kind of interconnectedness?
Yes.
Or connection?
Yes.
Blender.
Interconnection.
Yes.
Okay, so what? Yes. So now you, what's your just impression?
I don't know.
Sorry.
Okay. Go ahead.
Like grounding energy or slowing down?
I would agree.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Oh, grounding, slowing down.
Oh,
therefore, also an anchor.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Oh.
Yeah. But you've told me that my greatest talent is blending, but that wouldn't be my greatest strength in this pure.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
What's your impression? Don't think. Just
okay,
impress.
Lightness, playfulness.
Yes, like a fantasy.
I would agree.
Okay.
I would agree.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's boring. I would say that you are generating a natural strength in an energy of exploring.
Oh, exploring. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Travel, moving,
yes.
Exploring.
Impression.
Well,
just
I was wrong,
happened.
But I was wrong.
No, you were not right. The lightness is movement. Lightness is movement. Exploring is movement.
Okay.
You were right.
Okay.
All right, Denise, don't think about it.
Well, it's something to do with the gifts, so it's...
Oh, yeah. The gifts. She's, surprise. Is Denise...
Surprise. Get to Mary.
Yeah, let's do Mary. Okay, so Mary... Seems wizardly to me. Maybe it's so like magical. I think Mary is magic. She has I know it's all magical, but what would
it be? The strength.
What would the strength be?
What would the strength of the magic be? Would be. I feel some kind of grounding with Mary or something.
No. You already have the grounding and the anchor.
We have the grounding. Oh, then it has to be.
Michael definitely
isn't
the grounding.
It's the opposite of grounding. It's the it's really the.
No, I'm exploration.
The focal.
The
point.
New. No, the unreal. Like the un. The unbelieved.
The not
so
physical.
Far. The not. No, well, the
unknown.
Stuff that we don't. The unknown, kind of. Like going into things that we don't know of our ability, like beyond our ability somehow.
Oh.
Unknown.
Yes, and in that, how you could define that more clearly would be Michael's strength is recognizing, seeing, tapping into energy. Michael sees energy. Easily. Therefore, yes, the unknown and beyond what is known or seen within your reality. This is the reason that Michael incorporates the type of dreams that he does.
Yes. So now is it going to be easier for Michael to lucid daydream than for us because he's very used to lucid daydreaming? I mean, not dreaming.
That depends. The factor that an individual can become tremendously proficient at lucid dreaming doesn't always necessarily mean that they can easily translate that in relation to objective day awareness. Now, what I would say is, if Michael is listening to our conversation of yesterday, that if he is applying that, which is likely that it will, that in conjunction with seeing energy, that he might generate an easier action in moving into that expression of being lucidly aware objectively in waking reality. But it would definitely require practice in the same manner as all of you.
Yeah. Did you, were you saying that we could completely change a scene and a scenario instantaneously, like the way we would in a dream? Okay. Like, all the imagery can be different. Okay.
It can. But not to always expect that.
Right.
It's not drastic.
Because at times, and actually many times, you may be changing the reality and it may not appear immediately to be drastically or dramatically changed. But it, you will notice it within a reasonable or short amount of time, a difference.
Okay. Cool. That's magical.
I very much agree.
And so I'll ask a similar question that I asked yesterday. What's the commonality that we all share here in this room?
And your impression?
We're all interested in magic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you interested in magic, honey?
He's going to say no.
A little bit.
Well, of course he is. You should see the movies he watches.
What is possible? Okay.
He loves all the sci-fi movies. That's magic. That's like...
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what is possible. Yeah. And what can be inserted into your reality. What you can actually achieve in your reality. And I would express it for you... Expressions such as Magitek probably is more interesting. Mm. That combination of introducing some magical aspects to technology.
Oh, yeah.
What about for Harry?
I would say rather more in the direction of you. Okay. Yes. Not necessarily as much in the technology.
I'll handle the technology for everything.
Okay.
Good. Yes, I would say that you would be more in that direction. Yes.
Well, I kind of like the idea. So the what I'm getting from this session so far about our pyramid is it's just an intensified energy point that we can utilize to help us.
Yes.
For definitely. Whatever... we want to do collectively or individually, and there's really not necessarily more meaning to it than that, or is it?
No, I would say that that is accurate.
Yeah.
And I would also say that there is a significant balance in that, because you and Michael both have more of an interest in that Magitek, that technology aspect. Yeah. And therefore, that brings in more of a balanced energy that allows you to be manipulating that magical energy in whatever direction you choose, whatever you want to do.
And I'm like that you guys have like the creative exploring side that really helps me out. Yeah.
So it was interesting when I was thinking, especially so when we were thinking about like our fifth point before you came along, I was like, feel like, how's it feel with Melissa? How's it feel with Denise? How's it feel with Mary? And I was like, okay, so I like, the feeling is very comfortable with all three of them. And it's kind of balanced that you say, like a balance, it feels very balancing to me. And I'm like, who else do I feel like that? I was going around people we know. And then when Sage's name come up, I'm like, yeah, that's it. That's the feel. It's like the balancing feel. So there's something very interesting about all of our energies, how they, you know, I don't know what to say, like, they're not annoying, they're not threatening. Oh, compliments. That's probably it. Like, I think we're all really good compliments to each other.
Yes. And flowing.
And flowing.
There is no competition.
Yes. No competition. Yes. Maybe that's what I was thinking of. No competition.
Because I thought I was the one who was kind of knocking out the other 5th points, you know? Because I was like, I don't want this person.
But that's okay.
But in this, yes, I would express you are flowing compliments to each other, and that you don't express any aspect of competition with each other, and that creates a significant cooperation.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I like that feeling that I can almost like take that into the world and all my relationships, because it's really nice, that competition thing, and I feel it with people or whatever, you can feel it, like stops it up. So take that feeling
and expand it
and or use it, like what if Mark's still here, well, like Mark was saying, to take that feeling for Veronica to on her bills, a feeling of healing her body, we can take these feelings and we can apply them, you know.
Most definitely. Yeah. Most definitely. And within your daily activity, your daily life, you can draw on that energy that is always present with you, because you have generated the connection. Yeah. Therefore, it remains.
We'll always have that energy.
Yes.
Nice.
And it is always available to you. Then in that, you can draw on that in your daily life at any moment, whenever you are so choosing. And you can give it away.
Oh!
To other people? Okay.
I'll give it to you.
Like infused?
Hey, we can give it to... We can start with these two guys.
You can give that energy to other individuals also.
Yeah.
Or other beings. You can give it to whatever you choose. You could give it to a bird if you choose. It doesn't matter.
So, we don't have to worry about being, what's the word? Like, not, like,
you
intrusive.
Correct.
Okay.
And you aren't separated and you aren't exclusive.
So we can just give it and they could accept it or not accept it.
Correct.
How would you describe the energy of our pyramid?
You already have defined
it. Oh, flowing, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
And this.
Magic.
All of us. Right?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I thought maybe there was like one defining.
Magic.
Like if it all comes together.
Magic, yes.
Magic.
Yeah, magic.
I
know, but there are other magical pyramids.
Well, that's magic tech versus not magic tech. Oh,
our
I know what you're
magic.
Saying. Like,
what's the quality of our particular magic?
Right.
You
like
don't
everything
have
is
to
everything.
Have a particular.
In
that, as I expressed previously with Vivette, you are defining it. You haven't necessarily yet entirely defined it or generated any specific avenue that you are projecting or exploring. You are, in a manner of speaking, somewhat in general, incorporating a general idea and direction of magic in whatever direction it can be expressed.
Yeah.
Not only one.
Yeah.
Can I make the first request for our magical pyramid?
Sure.
I would request pulling of energy for me to be able to lucid daydream.
That's what
I'd be able to do.
All of us.
Let's all do it. That is my first pyramid action I want to be able to do.
Lucid daydream.
Or
lucid waking, is that how you called it?
You don't have to request that. All you have to do is use the energy.
Okay, good. See, this is good.
Okay.
Because the energy is already present. You've already agreed.
Okay.
To be.
This is good.
Connected with each other.
Even simpler. I love this.
So in general, we don't need to request anything?
It already is present. We just have to use it.
Like intended.
Now, what I would say is at times, perhaps one of you or one or more of you might be moving in a specific direction that you might intentionally request from each of the other points specific energy that is associated with their power,
okay.
With their strength, okay. To enhance whatever it is that one or more of you are exploring by yourselves individually or collectively. Now, in that, it may not even be something that you're exploring. It may simply be some action that you want to accomplish and that you are perhaps incorporating some challenge with or some difficulty with. And in that, you can see how one or a different energy in their individual strengths might actually aid you or help you. And when you specifically request that from one or more of the other points, then that amplifies when the individual is specifically projecting it to you. It amplifies that quality.
So let's say, like what I think, just as an example, we want to, for fun, just create this unicorn. I would think, to me, unicorns like a gift and a surprise. So would we say to Denise, I mean, could we say, like, Denise, let's amplify your energy because you do the surprises. And, like, just walking around the bookstore, whenever I'm walking with Denise, she's like, oh, I just do this. And she finds this, and she finds this, and she finds this. So she can help find her unicorn. Point it out to us, darling.
Yes.
Yes.
But don't expect it to be in only one form.
Okay. That's all right.
Would my explorer...
It's not necessarily going to be a thing. Is that what you're saying?
No, it might. It might. But you might generate different forms. You might generate more than one form.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Would my exploring have to do more with other dimensions or in any capacity?
Yes.
Other dimensions?
Yes, okay. But also other reaches of this dimension that aren't necessarily known to you yet.
Okay. I've been having more fantasies lately of, like, casting spells and being a sorceress, because I feel like I could do that. And, like, I was just wondering, do I have that ability?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. It feels natural, even though I don't know how to do it. But, like, is there something you could give me, like, I don't know if a spell is the right word, but just something I could do to manipulate energy? Is there a little thing I could practice? Like, you could be my teacher.
We'll call you Dumbledore. No, that would be a downgrade.
What I would say to you is I would encourage you to explore and research, actually, genuinely, seriously research different expressions of different practices of magic in different capacities. Throughout your history as humans, you have quite a few groups of individuals in different parts of your world, in every different part of your world, that have successfully come together and expressed different types of magic, which is what I was expressing to you yesterday. This is when you don't conform. No. That has been typical that you are burned. Mm-hmm. But I would say that those people that have found themselves in those situations were genuinely moving in directions. Wow. And actually generating different expressions and forms of magic. And in that, were being successful. It wasn't simply imagined.
Like the Aborigines? They do magic, right?
They definitely, that is definitely a part of their culture, yes. That,
I want
to
read
and
about
they still, to this day, do that, although there are fewer and fewer and fewer of them. But they still, to your present time frame work, are generating that. These are all different forms of what you might term to be earth magic. They include the energy of your planet, which is very strong, and therefore draw on the energy of your earth and elemental energies, which are also very strong. In drawing on those elemental energies, that also allows you to create different forms of magic much more easily. But in that, in researching, and I very much would encourage you to do so, in doing that research, you will find, you will discover different spells, mm-hmm. different methods of casting, and you can modify them to your own expression. You can use them as somewhat of a guide, but not necessarily literally, specifically in how they were expressed previously with other groups, because you are different and you incorporate a different time framework, and therefore you can modify them in relation to you and your energy. Even the words you can modify, because let me also express to you that spells, let us say, that have been incorporated in relation to the implementation of magic pastly, many of the words that are used are invented. Mm-hmm. They aren't necessarily words that are a part of specific languages. Some of them are, but many of them are altered and are invented words that flow with those groups or with those individuals, that flow more so than the actual language words. Therefore, when you are researching and you are actually connecting to different spells and the words that are incorporated in those spells, don't concern yourself with the words specifically or literally, because you can alter them and you can invent your own words that will create your own language of generating spells or casting. And you can share that with your point members. And in that, they may occasionally modify some of your words also. Because you are exploring you would be the researcher.
Oh, okay. Mm.
And therefore, you would be the individual that would somewhat be directing of the development of your own language together, meaning a casting language, not a language that you use with each other, but in relation to what you are producing. Because your language, in a manner of speaking, your spells, let us say, those are your focal points.
That was the word I was...
It isn't that those words create something. Yeah. It is that those are your focal points to focus your energy in a particular direction with a particular intention. Mm-hmm. And that is what creates the success in the development of that magic, because you are streamlining your energy and focusing it very precisely. In a manner of speaking, you are creating a beam.
Okay.
To create some magical expression.
Okay. And the, just briefly, the British Isles also had a time period where they were
most definitely.
Okay. Where they were.
Most definitely. I would say that, yes, that was very prevalent.
Like during the Avalon time or King Arthur's time period, whatever that was? That
I would say that...
Even before that?
And after.
Oh, before, oh.
That this has been very prevalent in that
Like, what's the most recent time framework that it was prevalent?
I would say the most recent time framework set aside from now.
Oh. What, is now the most recent? I mean, is there still magic going on now?
Most definitely.
Like near
Stonehenge? I would say that within the time framework of your 1970s onward has been another insurgence. Wow. Of interest and of practice in that direction. Before that, it would be the beginning of your 1900s, your 20th century. But I would say that there has been definitely another new insurgence of that energy and interest that began in your 1970s.
Is that globally, or is that located
in the country? No, in the British Isles.
Oh, okay.
Is there a certain location in the British Isle that could be a focal point that we could visit? What would be like a good... If we all...
I would say that there are many areas. It is very prevalent within the United Kingdom.
Okay.
And
maybe something significant to us, Vi?
Yeah. We can figure
it out. We'll figure it out. What about in the United States? Would the New York area region, like, there's that town. There's, like, a town where all these mystics live. What is the name of that town in New York? There's a town in New York. Is that a magical place they're practicing? Do you remember?
I think I know what you mean.
There are many different locations in your country that you can research and that you can tap into. I would say, though, in your country, there is a difference.
Hmm.
Meaning, and this is an influence from your history, that... Yes.
Would you say?
Salem Witch Trials.
That, that in your history... Yeah. Magic wielders have not been necessarily welcomed and have not been received well. And because of that, there is a strong association amongst individuals that formally create these groups or covens in association with magic in your country, they are very tightly knit in their groups and are not necessarily tremendously welcoming of outsiders. Now, you can research them and you can visit them and you can observe them. They won't necessarily invite you in.
Right.
Contrarily, in the British Isles, they don't incorporate that type of
exclusive
knitted together. They don't move in a direction in which they are excluding. They are actually more welcoming and more sharing. Also in different areas in Europe. I would say in the areas that were designated as Albania, this area of Europe in general has always maintained a mystical air and has always moved in that direction of incorporating magic, and it is a general area. It isn't only that one physical location, which would include those Slavic countries such as Bosnia that has your attention presently, but any of that area is generally more inclined to be expressing in those magical or mystical directions. And they also are not bothered in sharing or including other individuals. They may not necessarily invite you.
Yes.
But they wouldn't be excluding of you either. Therefore, more willing to share. In your country presently, the groups, the covens, would not chase you away, but they won't invite you in either. Therefore, they won't share their
knowledge.
Correct. Or their implementation. They incorporate too much fear of outside individuals.
Being burned.
And are they doing things just to experiment, or are they doing casting spells that they feel are important for the world? Or?
For the world, not necessarily. Some.
Mm-hmm.
Not many.
Okay.
I would say that is also a part of the fear. They isolate.
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily want to share with the world. Now, there are some, once again, there are some that I would express engage what you term to be earth magic. Now, those would be more associated with groups of individuals that you now identify as Native Americans. And they are also sharing and welcoming and are not afraid. And they also are more expansive, that when they are engaging their magical practices, they are doing that in an inclusive manner with the world or about the world, because they are more aware of that interconnectedness, that whatever they do is affecting of the world and the world is affecting of them.
That would be fun to do something that benefits the world. Like you were talking about climate change creatures.
Or Elias was talking
about. Oh, okay.
What he implanted. But I love that idea. Oh, yeah, that would be fun. All of it would be fun.
Would doing our little spells, like even if we're in separate places, if we set an intention during a full moon, would that amplify the energy?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. Oh,
good job. Yes, it would.
So I think every full moon.
Because it changes the energy. That lunar pull does change the energy in relation to your atmosphere. It is amplified. And in that, it isn't necessarily bad. It is simply more charged. In a manner of speaking, you could think of it in a similar direction to lightning. Lightning is very specific charges, and in that, lightning is functional because it produces nitrogen. Yeah. Therefore, in that, lightning aids growth. It doesn't only aid growth with plants. It aids growth with animals and people. It aids growth with anything living.
Within a mile radius, I think you said?
Generally speaking, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
okay. When you say growth, like with people, physical, emotional, mental, really physical growth. Physical growth.
Like healing?
What if we don't want to grow child will actually experience a slight growth spurt.
Wow.
In relation to the expression of lightning if they are within physical proximity of it. You can think of the cycle of the full moon in a similar direction. Not quite as intense, but more globally spread. Not so contained. Because it affects the atmosphere of your entire planet rather than a contained radius.
What about amethyst, since that amplifies too? Would that be helpful to have near us during our spells?
If you are so choosing.
Oh, let's ask about our stones. Why do you draw the stones?
I have a quick question about the moon. You mentioned lightning, which I have in my symbol. And I was like, huh, I wonder if anyone has a moon in theirs. And we don't know Sage's personal symbol.
Oh, no, I don't know. I have a unicorn. Mine.
I think
does Sage have a moon? Oh, yeah, I bet she does.
What now?
She doesn't know.
What are we talking about?
Talk about your personal symbol.
Okay.
Like, he can describe, Elias could describe your personal symbol to you. Does she have a flower? We've all gotten our personal symbols.
Okay. Does she have a red flower?
And what would your impression be?
I don't even really have an idea of what that...
It's a...
A personal symbol is a symbol that you invent that depicts or describes you, your energy.
Yeah, I don't have an
impression.
I don't have an impression at the moment.
I'll do it. I love doing
this. And yes, there is.
Oh, I'm getting better.
What'd you get?
A red flower.
Red flower. It's clouds. Amaryllis. Is it amaryllis? The flower.
No.
Are there clouds in her symbol?
One.
I'll take it.
Wow, good job.
Well, good job for you.
Is there a moon?
Is there a moon? Yeah. Are we trying to hit?
Remember that drawing you said you were drawn to of the dark-haired woman? There's a moon in the background.
There's purple.
Yeah.
It's the fish.
And there's fish, yeah. So, I don't know. I just saw the moon in that picture.
There's star.
One.
5-point star.
Okay. And a fish? Is there a fish?
Yes.
Oh my god, how can you guys keep going with it?
We're just going to
the flower hibiscus?
Well, it's that drawing.
Yes.
It's the red hibiscus. flower.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. Wait, that's in the drawing?
That is not in the drawing.
Oh, okay.
But the red hibiscus,
That's what I said. Oh, yeah, it is a hibiscus. Okay. Yeah, okay.
One star. So red hibiscus, one star, one cloud.
I forgot how they're layered.
One moon. Is the moon a crescent moon?
No, full moon.
I see a crescent moon.
I see a crescent.
Yes. Oh.
Crescent moon. Okay, so we have a red hibiscus, a star, and a cloud,
can
a crescent moon.
Can there be a book in there?
A book? Is there a book in there?
Fish.
Oh, fish.
We already said fish, yeah.
Well, she's writing it down. She didn't write down fish.
Oh, okay. What is there a book in there?
The picture is in the book.
Oh, the picture is in a book!
Wait, what?
The picture is in
the
book.
It's
an open book.
Yes.
And there's a picture in the book.
Yes.
Ah. Okay, you guys.
Can you set the scene for us?
Very well.
Thank you. Okay, this is your symbol.
Story time.
The symbol would be the open book. And in the book, there is the picture of a scene. A scene in a clearing with a stream.
Ooh, we didn't get the stream.
With the fish in the stream. In that, also incorporating one cloud near the moon with one visible star and an image of a silhouette of a figure near the stream.
That's creepy.
What about the flower?
What about the flower?
That would be on the ground. Alone.
Okay.
And all that is symbolic of stuff that we'll figure out later.
Okay.
I don't care if you want to know.
But this is important that you are identifying first what the meanings of all of that is in relation to you, your energy, what you express, how you express your personality, what is the makeup of you.
And share what I've got on.
Okay,
mine.
Love it. Just to clarify, only the fish was in the stream?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, cool. Thank you.
So interesting.
I love that you guys are so interested.
Okay, so let's ask about our stones.
Okay, yeah.
First of all, what did Mary think this was? Amazonite?
Alexandrite?
Is this an Alexandrite?
It's like chalcedony or agate, right? Or
The first.
Chalcedonia?
Okay. Chalcedony?
Chalcedony.
Is that how you say it? I don't know how to say it, but...
What is the energy of this stone?
What do you feel?
Well, I think I might be being implanted because it's orange, like fire, little energy, little sparks, initiating something.
Communication?
I would say that it is somewhat energizing.
Okay. I need some energy. Okay, let's do your sage.
Oh, the green one. Well, it matches my bracelet that I was drawn to recently to buy. Green. Is it just a green agate?
Yes.
Which is what this is, too. Yeah. The bracelet.
That would be grounding.
It's earth to me. It's earth.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's grounding?
But also heart.
Wow.
Hearts,
you know. Oh, yeah. Green for the heart.
So this, I don't think this is a real stone, but it has my essence collar in it. Does that mean anything?
I would say that was an excellent draw, wouldn't you?
Yes. Okay. And this, I think it's feldspar? Or quartz and feldspar? Okay.
Yes.
And I know it's in granite, but I don't know. I mean, I think of granite as being grounding, but it's probably not.
Not necessarily. It is building.
A building. Oh, we have a building, a grounding, and energizing. Okay, this is cool.
What'd you say this was?
I wonder if this is going to match our
tiger's eye.
Energy here.
Tiger's eye?
Mm-hmm.
Or tigress?
Resurgent.
Oh, you got a tiger eye. That's right.
Tiger eye. It's something to do with this magenta center.
What do you feel?
I feel my magenta center, like I feel like there's a little pressure right here.
It's what does that mean?
Connecting. Do we know Mary's?
No.
In her pocket. The blue, the...
She got the blue. Oh, the lapis.
Oh, yeah, she got the lapis.
Would you all know that?
Yeah.
Do we?
No.
Calming.
Calming?
Calming.
What is, so this is...
And the key. She got the key in the resin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What does the key represent?
The energy. That connecting element. The factor of the energy. That is connecting with all of you. And what I would express is
unlocks
that...
Unlocks the...
In that, where's that point?
She's at the top.
Correct.
we knew she was at the top anyway. We didn't even need you to tell us that. No, the top of the pyramid, and then were the four quarters.
Okay.
I knew she was the top.
But I thought you said that the pyramid was just a representation. There was no point. There was no...
No, what I expressed is there is no designation of one being more important than the others.
Okay.
They are all equally important. Gotcha. Otherwise, you wouldn't have that energy of the pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
That all the points must be equally important and balanced to create the energy of the pyramid and the power of it. But in that... Each one does incorporate a designated point. Therefore, each one has a direction.
Mm-hmm.
North, east, south, west.
Oh, let's figure out which one we are.
Therefore, you each have a designated direction. Just as you expressed, you each have a particular strength. What direction does that strength match?
Yeah, because she's the top, and we're northeast, southwest.
I'm south.
Okay, you're south. Is she south?
Yes.
Then I would be north. Yeah.
Then I would be... You're west? I would thought I was west. Then I must be east. Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm east. Sage is south. Melissa
is
north.
And that's how we live geographically.
Yeah.
I know.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
No accident.
Uh-huh. Oh, we can visualize.
Except Mary didn't live in the sky.
Well. At night times, you know. She lives out and, you know, don't know where. She goes to other dimensions.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, my God. How fun is that?
Well, she does live north of all of us, though. So, right?
True.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh, my God.
It's
there
so
you go.
Symbolic. That's crazy.
So symbolic.
I love it.
Hey, Mary, sorry.
Oh, is anyone even timing this? Did we time this?
We're past, we got like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Or 4 minutes.
Okay.
Oh,
we can warp time with the magic.
I was just like, I'm having trouble connecting empathically with the group. Like, I feel, whenever I try to, I'm feeling like some pressure in my solar plexus. I was just wondering if you can help me.
Connecting with your group?
Yeah, right here. I guess the group. I'm feeling
this
like,
group.
Like, every time I try, there's like a little thickness.
I would say that is... simply excitement.
Okay.
There is a considerable amount of excitement between all of you,
okay.
And that somewhat creates an individualness, in a manner of speaking. When individuals are excited, they generally pull their energy to themselves because they are excited and they want to feel that. And in that, it generally does create somewhat of a difficulty in merging together. Okay. Yes.
All right. Thank yes. you.
What was the energy Friday that Anne felt was foggy, felt drained? I felt like a zombie.
Vanu felt it too. He felt drained.
Is
he
it?
Yeah, what was going on Friday before the session? We all were feeling kind of
wonky.
I mean, you told me already mine.
But I would say it was very similar.
What was yours?
Expectation of arriving earlier when I arrived later. And then also, I guess I was, I kind of wanted to be by myself. Is that what you were saying?
And no,
then,
I was expressing that there was that expectation of connecting with each other. And in that, an expectation of meeting together and the anticipation of each individual. I would say that there is a mixture of excitement, but then also the expectation or the perceived expectation of what other individuals want.
Oh, okay. I misinterpreted that.
All right. Thank you, Elias.
You are very welcome, and we shall continue shortly.
Yes, we will. That was fun.
Did any of you guys record the whole thing? Because I didn't press record.